Oh my, yesterday all barbell, today no barbell. Saturday, April 9th, 2022. Barbara. A workout that has been around forever, but sadly, I don't know if a lot of people have done it. It's been a while since we did it, but we're going to do it again. Last time we did this was on July 5th, 2021, but she's making another appearance. Just gymnasty. Here's what Barbara is. 5 rounds, each for time, 20 pull-ups, 30 push-ups, 40 sit-ups, 50 air squats. Rest precisely 3 minutes between each round. We have a 2-person team version as well. Barbara's a lot of gymnastics work, and it's in big sets. All sets of 20 on the pull-ups, all sets of 30 on the push-ups, 40 on the sit-ups, 50 on the squats. It's no joke. That's why you get 3 minutes rest between each round to attack it again. So it's a very challenging day. We'll give you the goal times there that you can think as to whether or not you should be able to knock this out or maybe scale it in some sort of way. Pull-ups are certainly going to be a challenge for plenty of people, as are the push-ups as well. Nothing needs to be unbroken, that's for sure. We've got videos showing all the different movements. Super Fitness Robot time would be doing each round in 4 minutes and 15 seconds or less. That is really fast, but possible. People will do it. More likely is doing each round in 6 minutes and 30 seconds or less. So you can do a little bit of testing, test the waters and see, do you think you're going to be near that? Will you be able to make that cutoff for the more likely time? If so, great. If not, you may want to consider scaling. The wild card option is pretty cool. It's going to give you the same amount of overall work, but chopped up into more manageable sets, and I think that will be much more approachable for a lot of people. So the wild card option is 10 rounds each for time of 10 pull-ups, 15 push-ups, 20 sit-ups, and 25 air squats, resting precisely 90 seconds between each round. I think that's going to fit people's needs really well. Course is a 2-person team version. Scaled option, 5 rounds each for time of 10 ring rows, 15 knee push-ups or elevated push-ups, 20 sit-ups, and 25 air squats, resting precisely 3 minutes between each round. And the ring rows, again, don't sleep on the ring rows. You can make them harder than strict pull-ups. Keep kicking your feet out all the way till you're putting them on a box or something. Your body's parallel with the ground. And kipping pull-ups are definitely easier than ring rows. So ring rows are a fantastic strength builder. We've got a video showing the ring row and then some various types of push-ups as well. Limited equipment option? Barbara, just like the rest of us. No equipment workout. 5 rounds each for time of 30 push-ups, 40 sit-ups, and 50 air squats, resting 3 minutes between each round. Accessory work for the day, if somehow after doing Barbara you just don't feel like you got enough in. Optional as always, 200 double unders in as few sets as possible, or 5 minutes of double under attempts in practice if you're not there yet, and then some farmer's carries. Just 3 farmer's carries with a challenging load. How far you go depends upon how heavy the objects are. Heavier objects, you'll carry them a shorter distance. Lighter objects, longer. But you're not trying to go till you just implode, they fall out of your hands, and you can't use your forearms for the rest of the day. Just 3 challenging farmer's carries to build some grip strength. Cool down and stretching for the day. Do your 5 to 15 minute cool down. And then we've got wall stretch for the leg, pec stretch laying on your side, cobra stretch for the abs, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. A lot of stretching today because Barbara's a very taxing workout. Finished out another incredible week, plenty of variance. Glad everybody was along. Glad we were able to modify or scale things in an intelligent manner so that we can keep pursuing long-term health and fitness, keep our bodies and minds feeling good. Thanks for being a part of this. I appreciate you letting me into your fitness journey. Have a great weekend, and I will see you back here on Monday.